Mariners and the Red Sox at Safeco Field. James Paxton quietly emerging as one of baseball's best, and he is staked to a lead at bottom two.
Pitch swung on, fly ball straightaway center field off the bat of Seager. Going back, Bradley looking up, reaching up, leaping up. Goodbye, baseball. Kyle Seager, number 14 for Seager, and the Mariners are on the board first. They lead Boston 1-0. Kyle Seager right back up the middle. It sailed high over the top of that 401 marker. 1-0 Mariners.
Gamble's third triple of the season. Comes with one out and a run on the board here. Bouncing ball. Here comes Gamble. Throw to the plate. Safe! 2-0 Mariners.
42 pitches, 26 of them in this inning.
Line drive. That baby's going to get down. Everybody run. Heredia getting a wave on from Manning. A hesitation throw. He's in there safely. And the Mariners have a 3-0 lead.
First baseman Danny Valencia. Valencia with a swing and a drive deep to right field. Betts going back to the 1-8 track. Can't get there. It's off the base of the wall. Gamble rounding third. He'll score. And the Mariners have another run in. They lead it 4-0.
2-2 pitch from Paxton. Swing and a strike him out. Strikes out Pedraia. Strands two.
Good pitch.
And for Paxton, that's a season high. 10 strikeouts.
The M's blank the Sox 4-0. With 7 scoreless innings, no walks, and 10 strikeouts, it was another dazzling display by ace left-hander James Paxton. Here is teammate Gene Segura on just how good Paxton's been in the month of July.
I mean, it's unbelievable the mound. Everybody started going to the mound, and he's dominant. I mean, you expect to this guy every time he step to the mound and do his, you know, been doing for us. His damage, his fastball, his breaking pitch. I mean, it's fun to watch it.
In the 7th inning, how did you see him focus in with 2 runners on to get that strikeout and then the double play?
I mean, it wasn't Danny. You know, Danny take out of his time. You know, he break his glove. And after that, Paxton take his time, you know, get hang out of the rhythm. I think this is Danny's fault. It's not Paxton. And he keep the momentum going. He keep, you know, he focus and throw pitch between pitches and, you know, big ground balls, double play, and got the inning.
It was Danny Valencia's fault. I get it there. Now, for you, you got some momentum going at the plate. Is there one thing you've been focusing on with your swing in the last couple days?
I mean, you know, we played the Yankees the last series. I mean, as a baseball hitter, you always, you know, you're not gonna hit always. You're gonna have some bad series. You're gonna have some bad game, but you know, it's part of the game, and you continue work, continue, you know, stay positive, and you know, good thing happen.
With James Paxton breezing through 7 scoreless innings on Monday night, it made for an easy night on the bench for Seattle skipper Scott Service. The Mariners manager spoke about Paxton and about his team's 4-0 win.
Outstanding. Heck of an effort by Pax tonight. He is on a nice roll right now, and we're the beneficiary of it. It's been fun to watch. Getting all of his pitches over the stuff was electric tonight. I guess it's the best word to throw out there with it. And all of it working, really good cutters at times. You know, dominating fastball. He struck out 10 guys tonight against a team that just doesn't strike out. I think they lead the league in the least amount of strikeouts. You know, they are a contact team. They take a lot of pitches. They know the strikes and control it very well, and he just dominated it and went right after it. He owned the line of scrimmage tonight. You know, we talk about that being the strike zone, and it was fun to watch. You know, offensively, obviously, you know, Sieg gets us going with the home run. I don't know if it's true or not. He said it's the first home run he's ever hit the dead center field here. And he's hit a lot of home runs here, but he doesn't usually go out to center. So he was fired up about that. And, you know, Ben Gamel keeps doing what Ben Gamel does. You know, it's a hit or two every night and, you know, really good base running. I thought he did a nice job, you know, getting down the line. Good read on the ball off the bat, ready to score on the fielder's choice, the ground ball to first base. And then, you know, Segura with the big double after that. And Danny and the other guys chipped in. I think we hit some balls really good tonight. We probably should have had more hits than we did. I thought our bats were much better tonight. And we saw Gene Segura kind of get back to controlling the strike zone, too. It's a little bit easier when they're in that box or close to it. So nice effort, nice ball game by our club. And, you know, hopefully we can continue tomorrow and get back on a roll here at home.
That inning with the traffic for Paxton, where he was able to kind of work out of it, break out of the double play, it seemed like he just kind of really bared down.
He does. I think it sounds like a broken record. I think he really smells the finish line, and I think that's the best way to. He's like, he can see it, and he just turns it up a little bit. He knows what's at stake there. It's a seventh inning. It's 4-0, but you know the game's still on edge a little bit. They got, you know, they do have a good offensive club, and getting the strikeout and then, you know, working, getting the double play ball was huge. Great way to end a night for him.
Is this the same form you saw from him first month and a half of the year? Better even?
Tonight probably was as good as I've seen him all year long. Really was, with the quality of his pitches and having all four of them working. And tonight it was predominantly fastball with the cutter to put him away. So, like I said, he's on a great roll right now. And you know, I think it's 5 wins in the month of July. He's got a chance to get one more. It's hard to win 6 games in a month. I don't know if it's ever been done by a Mariner before, but hopefully we'll see it.
Mitch, the 2 pitches, the curve, though, he seems to be using as well, drop in there.
Yeah, the curve more early in the count tonight. You saw more cutters late for the strikeout. And that's just how it, you know, worked out tonight with their club. And I thought Zeno did a really good job behind the plate, too. Something we've talked about a little bit, you know, recently on kind of his framing and trying to get some more pitches. And he's made a couple adjustments. It's really helped him out.
David Phelps seems to be fitting in.
Yeah, very impressive again. You know, I love the way he goes about it. He's got that very, you know, intense demeanor. I try to get him to smile once in a while. He doesn't like smiling. But once you get the final 3 outs and you do it like he did tonight, you should. Impressive. You know, he's running the cutter to both sides of the plate. And, you know, glad to have him. He's a welcome addition.
Did he make you gamble base running? That wasn't a contact play?
Yes, it was a contact play. Yes, it is contact. But he's down the line. It's a good read off the bat. He's on his left foot or right foot when he takes off and gets a good jump down the line. So, you know, it's not a play we put on often, but there with Heredia up, you know, gamble on base, who can run. He did a nice job.
For just the second time in his career and first time since 2013, James Paxton turned in a scoreless outing of no walks and double-digit Ks. Paxton talked about how he knew early he was going to have a dominant night.
Yeah, you know, my arm just felt really good today. I had the big fastball, and it was just coming out easy today. I wasn't, you know, thinking about going out there and throwing 98, 99. I was just, that was what was coming out today.
But you have talked about wanting to ramp it up earlier in games. Mm-hmm. So the secret to that is not thinking about ramping it up in games.
Right. You know, there's going to be days when I'm throwing that hard, and there's going to be days when I'm more, you know, 95, 96 early. And then as my intensity and kind of adrenaline goes up, you know, I know where my pitch count's at, and I know it's a big part of the game to get through those innings and keep us in the lead. And, you know, just the adrenaline gets going, and you just let it rip.
Your pitch count was up, but did you try to talk your way back out for another inning?
You know, I think where the game was and where we are in the season, they felt pretty good about, you know, our bullpen. Our bullpen's been fantastic, you know. So, you know, if it was a 1-0 or 2-0 game, I might have stayed in there for the 8th.
As good as you felt since early in the season, it seemed like basketball-wise and everything else.
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, it's getting better and better. My arm feels really good right now, healthy, and the mechanics are feeling good also.
You see the tree in the outfield?
Yeah, I did. That's pretty cool. And those guys, I could hear them screaming A when I had guys at 2 strikes. That was pretty fun.
Could you have imagined you would have that when you started?
No. And it was really cool that they, you know, came up with it on their own. And you know, it's just great having the support out there.
The Mariners sent Felix Hernandez to the mound on Tuesday. He'll be opposed by Drew Pomerantz.